So, anybody got a television at home? Anybody got a radio? Anybody got one of these? Does your one of these make any noise? Does it? And does your television make noise? And the radio? Do you ever have any time in your house when there is no noise? Yes. Oh, good. When? When you're sleeping. Is there noise when you're sleeping? The traffic? Traffic going around? Things like that? So, what do you do when you want some peace and quiet? What do you do? Any ideas? What do you do when you want some peace and quiet? Don't turn the radio on. That's a good idea. Anything else? Go somewhere on your own. Anybody have any special places where they escape to on their own for some peace and quiet? The garden, that can be very peaceful and quiet. The kitchen. Is that your zone? Is it everybody else has to stay out of the kitchen? No. Oh, that's okay. It's just right. Fine. The kitchen. But it is, isn't it? It's quite hard sometimes this day, because quite often, particularly if you go on the train or anywhere, you've got people around you, most of them sometimes talking on their phones or listening to music in their ears. Has anybody got one of those things you can stick over your ears and shut everything else out and just listen to music, can't you? Finding somewhere quiet, finding a space, can be very, very difficult. And I think sometimes in our world today, that's one of the biggest problems that God has with us, is actually finding the ability to create a space where we are available and willing to listen, to hear what God might want to say. That's not to say that God can't speak through the television, the radio, the newspapers, and other things. But sometimes trying to get our attention can seem to be quite difficult. I wonder what God might do today to get your attention.